This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Who's kicking us off?
You are.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the official podcast. Jackson, you're a big fan of dinosaurs. You never mentioned that before. What do you love so much about dinosaurs?
Just that they bite things, Charlie.
Thanks for that deep look inside the psyche of Jackson's obsession with dinosaurs.
Let me clarify.
A lot of things bite things, Jackson.
I said they're cool because they're massive and, you know, extinct and they're just mysterious and stuff like that. And then Charlie's one refutal to this is, because he doesn't like dinosaurs, by the way. He thinks they're lame. His one refutal was, they just bite things. Does anyone else see how stupid that is?
They are kind of lame, Jackson.
Oh, they're very lame.
They're not very lame, but they're basically just the rhinos of old age. I mean, like...
No, they're the birds of old age.
The giant skeletons under the ground that we don't know much about. Lizards, really?
No, birds.
Lizards.
Birds.
Lizards.
They evolved into birds.
A weird concoction of both, really.
All right,
that's boring.
Get into it.
But they didn't have scales, Jackson. They had feathers.
They're fucking boring, though. Like, okay, let me go ahead and paint the scene
scales,
for you boys, then.
I think.
I went to take a shit. Oh, I was going to get into the depth of Jackson's obsession.
All right, everyone shush. Charlie, tell your story.
It's not an obsession. You're acting like I haven't spoken about it in 66 episodes. That's not an obsession.
You're embarrassed of it. It's fine.
It's not embarrassing. It's just resurfaced, if anything.
Jackson sent me a Facebook message when I was taking a shit about how excited he was for, what is it, like Jurassic World
Evolution
or something.
Yeah. If you're at the Jurassic World Evolution, please give me an early access copy.
No, wait, Charlie, you were taking the shit or Jackson was taking the shit?
I was taking the shit. Yeah.
Oh, you were simultaneously shitting.
He was taking the shit on all my fucking dreams and passions. This is why I don't have passions, by the way.
Well, it was embarrassing to keep reading, so I didn't know what Jurassic World Evolutions was. I didn't even know it was a game. I thought that was the name of the new Jurassic World movie. But apparently it's a game, little did you know. And Jackson was going nuts. He's like, we gotta go into the YouTuber event. They're having a YouTube event like the Battlefront 2 thing, Charlie. Do you think we can get tickets? I was like, Jackson, it's pretty lame. I looked it up because I had no idea, and I was like, oh, maybe it'd be kind of cool. Maybe like Mortal Kombat with dinosaurs, and it's like Zoo Tycoon.
That's so awesome. Zoo Tycoon with dinosaurs. If you ever played Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, it's basically a modern version of that. Zoo Tycoon with dinosaurs. How is that not cool?
Jackson, they already had that game.
I just said that. This is a modern version.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Kai. You like games like that. This is cool.
Well, no. Zoo Tycoon's fine, but it's just Zoo Tycoon with dinosaur DLC.
Yeah, animals. I mean, dinosaurs are way cooler than just basic animals. Can you not see this?
He's got a point there. He has a point there. They are cooler than basic animals.
But they're still just animals. It's not.
Oh,
they're not
on.
As
go look up
they're
the
not
game.
As thrilling
go
as
the
Jackson
trailers
painted
of
them.
This. Oh, come on.
So what to you guys then? What today is the coolest fucking animal then to disprove that dinosaurs are cool?
Brachiosaurus.
Well, no, Jackson. I'm trying to help you. I want to see what these dorks think is a cool animal.
I don't know. I can't think of an animal. I'm like, goddamn, it's
they're
badass.
Passionless. They're passionless. They've got no passion.
I don't know. I think they're all cute. I don't think any of them are
dinosaurs
particularly badass.
Yeah, there's plenty of dinosaurs that are cute. Triceratops is cute. Homocephalus is cute.
All right, the fact that you know the names is really making it hard to help you, Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, you know names of animals.
I know Velociraptor and T-Rex, and that's it, Jackson. That's all I know for dinosaurs.
I watched the
I can understand why people think dinosaurs are lame, because a lot of like dinosaur enthusiasts are really lame, for lack of a better word.
Like you.
Well, I don't like being lumped in there with them. I just like the dinosaurs. I don't like joking off over them.
Wait, you're telling me that people who devote their lives to loving dinosaurs are lame? No fucking way.
Come on, guys. I don't want to live in that world.
I didn't know they existed.
This is a step up from Lego, at least.
Lego's cooler than dinosaurs. Let's be honest.
You can make stuff out of Legos. You're not like researching old-ass animals and then freaking out because you see a profile form in a new video game.
Jackson, compare Jurassic World to the Lego movie. We have a clear winner here. Come on.
I watched the Lego movie. I didn't watch the Lego movie 7 times.
I didn't fall asleep during the Lego movie.
You fell asleep for different reasons. I don't understand how you could have fallen asleep during that movie. Stuff was going on every second, Charlie.
It was a boring fucking movie. That's how.
When did you fall asleep? What part?
Right after their fucking testicle chase with the whatever was chasing them.
Nope, you didn't, Charlie, and I can disprove you because that's the part with Jimmy Fallon. And if you don't remember that Jimmy Fallon's in this movie, you have to have fallen asleep before that.
Was he?
I don't remember.
He was in the little gyrosphere.
He's the tour guide for the testicles.
Didn't it? It like exploded though. Like it broke the indestructible glass, right?
Yeah.
So I did get to finish that before it finally put me asleep.
How do you, the most passionate Jimmy Fallon fan I know, watch that movie and not remember that he was the tour guide?
I guess I was just so close to falling asleep, it just didn't register with me.
Are you telling me that you and me...
You like Jimmy Fallon?
No,
Are you telling me, Charlie, that you and me riding Jimmy Fallon's escape from New York at Universal Studios was all a lie?
Well, I'm sorry to say, Andrew. It was. It was a ruse.
I can't wait till Conan hears about this.
But coming full circle, dinosaurs are real fucking lame.
No.
Good argument. Kaya, your thoughts.
Why are you trying to convince me that they're lame? You're not going to convince me. I'm a super fan, Charlie.
Doesn't have to be either or. They're not cool.
Lame.
Well, no, they are cool. Middle Kaya, point they're where cool. They're just mediocre, but they're definitely not cool.
I don't believe they're... All right. Well, of course they're not fucking publicly cool, socially cool. No one's going around going, wow, this guy's into dinosaurs. Let's go hang out with him. No one says that shit. Okay, but they're cool to me.
No one says that about any animal. Hang out with this guy's really into wolves. Look at his t-shirt.
But Charlie thinks normal animals, boring animals are cooler than that. Even though dinosaurs are giant and they bite things and they have cool features.
Jackson, okay, it's a bad argument to say they bite things. Nearly every animal bites things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Charlie was the one for that.
He
said they're not
defense,
cool because they bite things.
Jackson was hyping them up to be like martial arts experts of the old age or something, and I had to lay the hard reality on them. All they did was bite things with tiny arms.
They're basically just slimy-looking ostriches,
Cool. Come on, that's one of them. One of them's a giant fucking building-sized thing that has a spine on its back. A sail.
They weren't the size.
How's that not
buildings?
Cool?
So are whales. Whales aren't cool.
I think whales are cool.
No, whales. No. That one I can't see. Whales are not cool at all.
Yeah, they're really not cool.
Whales Who
really
made you cool. guys the fucking whales, fashion Jackson, police on coolness, animal coolness? Come on.
Jackson, whales are awe-inspiring. Whales are fascinating,
which
but they're
is
not
cool.
No, there's a difference. Fascinating means that you can, like, talk about them in awe, but you can't wear a t-shirt with them.
How is the largest living thing to have existed on this earth not cool to you guys?
Would you wear a t-shirt with a whale on it and walk down the street?
It depends on if the t-shirt had a cool graphic
or
anything.
I
don't wear graphic t-shirts.
No, you wouldn't. No, I don't wear graphic t-shirts. Whoa, sick whale shirt, dude.
Actually, you know, as a counterpoint, what is it, Vineyard Vines or whatever? They're a really big clothing company. Their logo is just a whale. All of their clothing just has a whale on it with a V.
And that's cool.
Such
are
a big
successful?
Clothing company that I've never heard of them before.
Well, it's for college-age douchebags. Sorry to anyone out there that wears
Vineyard. Anyone that
Vines
pays hundreds of money to go on whale-watching tours... Any species that like revolves around that is cool.
Jackson, I want you to tell me a single time someone's told you of themselves swimming with whales and you went, wow, that's so cool. Oh, that's
amazing.
A lot of
times. Are you kidding me? If they were swimming with whales, I would think that was insanely cool.
No.
It's a poor example.
I wish it would be. That goes for every animal. I walked into a, you know, alongside bears. Oh, that's yes, neat, but
yeah. And if I was walking alongside dinosaurs, that would be fucking cool, Kyle.
Yeah, because you'd be a time traveler, but that's besides the point. The point
no, if
is
they brought them back
the,
now.
Jurassic the animals themselves are not cool. Well, then you wouldn't be cool either. Then it's just banal. They're just going to the zoo. That's not cool.
This Jack, guy went to the Jurassic Zoo. What a man.
Are you kidding me? How is that not cool? They bring Jack, back a species from death.
Swimming with
from
whales.
60 million years ago, and it's not cool that you get to go see them at a zoo.
Okay, the science would be cool. But not the actual cool, thing they brought back.
What? Oh my god.
The science of it would be cool. That's impressive science. You just resurrected a species. Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah, but it's something that we've never seen in the flesh. The thing in the flesh is cool.
Jackson, are you sure? Are you not just fantasizing dinosaurs? Because you know they were literally just basically giant birds.
Yeah, Jackson, if I told you, hey, Jackson, you've been lied to. The emus have been dead for centuries now. But we resurrected them. Would you be just itching to go see them, wear shirts with them, play
emu
zoo simulator on your PC and go to the YouTuber?
I've already seen plenty of emus.
Exactly. And imagine a bigger
let's say
emu.
You hadn't.
Boom, you have a dinosaur.
Yeah. Well, then done. Yes, I would go see a giant fucking emu that eats people. Yes,
who says,
I would go see that.
I don't know if they would eat people, actually. I couldn't.
And most of them are herbivores, too. They're just going to sit there really boring, eating flowers.
Yeah, promoting veganism and shit. There's nothing cool about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Triceratops and Stegosaurus are so lame. They're just giant birds.
Jackson, you're the
three-horned beast.
Jackson, the problem is you're thinking in terms of Jurassic Park, which is fine. Everyone does. I would love
no,
to go
I
on
think
a small
you,
little
in
adventure
terms
with Jeff
of
Goldblum.
Actual dinosaurs that exist. I don't understand what you're saying. Sure,
they
might be a little larger
cool.
in the films.
They're not nearly as cool as
they don't exist
life.
Anymore, Andrew. We don't know.
You guys remember when Jurassic Park popularized the T-Rex and then they had to like backpedal all of science going, well, actually, they didn't look that cool.
It was Velociraptor.
Yeah, the Velociraptors too, but the T-Rex, they had to backpedal because they said, well, actually, he wasn't this vicious hunter. He was more of a passive
dude. No, he was a scavenger.
Passive
dude.
Yeah,
although,
exactly.
I don't want to talk about this anymore because it's going to make me sound really dirty.
Jackson, all I'm saying is like, take dogs. Dogs in real life are great, but you're thinking all of them are like Air Bud right now. It's just not how it works.
No, whatever.
You gotta take your head out of the fantasy world and live in reality, my friend.
Whatever. I want to live in Jurassic World. I want to live far away from you fucking downers and live in Jurassic World where everyone dies.
Jackson's gonna go to bed tonight like a four-year-old kid and be like, yeah, get him, Bitey. Yeah, take that. Oh, my friends are so
job.
Dumb. I love being king of the dinosaurs.
Bed frame.
Thank you, friends. You often laud me for having no passions, and as soon as I present a passion
and,
to
and
class,
then his mom comes in with a nice
away.
With a nice plate of cookies shit. And go, you playing dinosaurs, son? Are you winning again? Your friends
passions,
mean?
Your passions all suck so much ass. It's like fun house and dinos.
Mean.
Fucking that Star Wars.
Mean. I'm okay with Legos. The other two. I'm all, yeah.
I'm not looking for your approval,
Jackson. So, all right, let's expand this a little. Out of every era in human history, where would you want to live? What time period?
Well, no, I wouldn't want to live then. It's not some all-encompassing thing where I would want to revert back to like primordial humanness. To go live with dinosaurs. I just want to drag them out of extinction into now so I can look at them in safety. But if I had to choose, I would choose somewhere in the future, some kind of paradise future where we do have cloning technology and teleportation and shit like that.
My question can be answered.
Well, so, that wasn't really one of his options. He said throughout human history, so that's up till now.
All right, well then... Probably about 2 years ago before I knew that I started talking to you guys and would have my passions destroyed in front of my eyes. Probably about
that's
then.
A good answer. I'd choose the Bushido era. I'd love to just train with the blade for so long that I become a master.
Are you you really would pick that?
Come on. How is that not lame?
That's super cool.
It's not lame. It's just unrealistic.
He's talking about becoming an actual neckbeard and that's suddenly cooler
he's
than...
being ironic.
Now you're just making excuses for Charlie.
Yeah, no, that was a clear.
Charlie's
clear
incredibly
irony.
Lame. Incredibly lame.
I would never want to go back to those nerdy times. Fuck those guys.
Well, wait, you were serious?
Once you saw our reaction, he was serious.
Absolutely not.
Oh my god, you want to be a wielding little goon to a warlord? Like, yes, master. Who do you need me to destroy? I'm Japanese, yes, I'm a weeaboo. Did you invent anime yet, master?
if they're talking teleporting us right now as we are back then Charlie, good luck speaking Japanese. Good luck.
Well, I could be taken seriously with your frame.
Exactly. good luck doing anything ever. Samurai.
I could make a name for myself.
Good luck immediately not being stabbed because you don't look Japanese. That's literally what would happen.
Well, there was the...
just gotta turn you into Gaijin Kebab.
Well, there was that pirate guy that was the main character of Neo. That's based
Jack Sparrow.
Well, yeah, that him too. He was a Japanese samurai who became a man of legend. He was just a regular old white pirate guy.
Charlie, The Last Samurai, starring fucking Tom Cruise, was based on a true story.
Wait, was that Tom Cruise?
No, not Tom Cruise. Sorry, it's oh god, it was like the whitest actor in the world.
The Martian dude.
It is Tom Cruise. Yeah, it was Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So, your point is stupid.
Very well illustrated, Andrew.
All I'm trying to say is if movies are your basis for these ideas, you're already wrong.
Well, it was a game, and it's based on the legend of the pirate. I think his name was like John Adams or something.
Oh. Was he Japanese?
He was a pirate. No, he was a British pirate who, I think it was British, and he crashed in Japan shores and took up the art of the blade and became a world-renowned samurai.
How did he crash in Japan shores? That's amazingly far away, no matter what coast you leave from.
I'm guessing Neo isn't historically accurate, because in Neo he was chasing down the Amrita, which is basically the game's currency and such, and I don't think he was chasing down legendary gold.
My god, this is so much cooler than dinosaurs, you're right.
I know. Nah, to be fair, this is cooler than dinosaurs.
No, I disagree.
All right. So let's do some like childhood comparison shit. Like all facts laid on the ground. Samurais or dinosaurs?
Can the man who loves magic stop talking about my passions?
Damn!
Yikes!
Ooh. Ooh. Can't handle the testosterone, huh?
Yeah.
See, but the difference is, Jackson. The difference is, Jackson. Unless you guess it about me, I will never tell you I play magic.
Exactly. I fucking shouldn't have told this piece of shit.
It's all even fair game in the Thunderdome.
And even then I admit it's stupid and awful and I hate it, but I think it's fun.
So are you talking about how cool they are or who'd win in a fight?
Either way. Who wins in a coolness fight?
Well, there's a lot of variables, like how many samurais against what kind of a dino.
All right. A movie T-Rex, so like the big T-Rex from Jurassic Park or World, versus, let's say, 10 top-ranked samurai.
Samurai.
Yeah, probably.
I'd say samurai, but I think they'd lose at least, like, half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Some of them act as bait.
Yeah, exactly. A couple to act as bait, and then they start trying to tie it down, and then, like, they start stabbing it.
Is this their first like rodeo with a
Tyrannosaurus Rex? They have never seen a T-Rex before. It just came out and they're like, "Oh fuck."
Just in feudal Japan.
I don't know. This could be some weird dino hunting Japanese world that I haven't heard about.
But, it's called Monster Hunter.
Yeah. If they were completely taken by surprise and stuff like that, then the T-Rex might probably win.
If he sneaks into the Emperor's palace.
He disguises himself as a samurai.
Ah, Lord Rexington, good to see you.
It's me, John Adams.
How would he fit in their clothes? I love it.
Anyone else want to talk about their passion? Kaya, what are your passions? What's your lamest passion? Come on, join the club.
I don't know. I don't think any of them are particularly cool. I don't have any passions, really.
Pick one then and just share it. One that we don't know.
You got the hell on me for not having a passion.
Well, I like to defend things, but I don't know anything off the top of my mind that I would like to just shove out there and defend. I don't know. Give me something. Hit me with anything and I'll see if I like it or not.
You bought some puzzles recently. Do you like solving jigsaw puzzles?
Indeed, I did, and I have not yet solved them, so I don't know.
Okay, so you haven't tried it yet. I guess that's a bad example. What is
Nerd.
Kaya like, guys?
How do
He
you feel
likes Life
about
is Strange.
volunteering?
Depends on what.
Okay.
That's
Strike that off
I'm
your checklist.
arbitrary. It's not like I'm known for my humanist activities.
I thought maybe you would think of something when I brought that idea up. Like, oh
You
yeah.
must surely, Kaya, you must be passionate about ZipRecruiter.
But yeah.
Go for it. Show us how passionate you are.
Defend them.
Show us your passion, your unbridled
Kaya,
passion.
could 10 ZipRecruiter recruited samurais take down a T-Rex?
I think they could, Andrew.
Well, if you need somebody to create the technology to revive old boring species, then you can probably find them on ZipRecruiter. Now that Stephen Hawking is dead, you can they're probably all, not busy anymore, and you can hire them for your little pet projects.
All those spare Stephen Hawkings, they need a good home
No, 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 I mean like his pit crew of scientists that were keeping him
now.
alive. They all need a
His
project
cronies.
now. They're all on ZipRecruiter.com/official looking for a job, looking for you to hire them. Are you a movie villain? Well, that's where you get your crew. Are you a slightly less cool unemployed college dropout? Well, that's probably where you can get a job. That's how Charlie did it. Tell him about it, Charlie.
I was on ZipRecruiter, and it was cool looking.
Did it look as cool as dinosaurs?
Nothing looks as cool as dinosaurs,
How
Andrew.
can a man be so passionless about ZipRecruiter?
I
ZipRecruiter
can't
learns what
open
you're looking for, identifies people with the right experiences, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80%. Did everyone get that? 80%? That's a big number.
That is a
80%.
big number.
I was waiting for a bit of noise in the
It's
background.
80% cooler
80%.
than dinos.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. That's a pretty high success rate for ZipRecruiter. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/official. That's ZipRecruiter.com/official. Once more, ZipRecruiter.com/official.
The smartest
ZipRecruiter,
way to
the smartest
hire.
way to hire. See,
I
we
would
did that in sync.
like,
What are
what's
your
your name?
passions, Andrew? What's a passion that you haven't shared with us?
Oh yeah, I bet he's all willing.
Well, no, it's more so I share everything.
Something we wouldn't know that you like.
When I was in middle school, I used to write fan fiction for games, but not like actual like
Yeah.
shipping fan fiction, more like comedy fan fiction.
We
It's
know
not
this.
cool, but I also did that.
Yeah. I wrote specifically, I remember when Resident Evil 4 came out, I wrote like a spoof of it and I put it on gaming message boards. So I used to be into that
What
for a while.
about now, 2 years later? What are some of
Oh,
your
I still do
passions for
that.
you?
We're up to chapter 257.
Good. I'm passionate about animals, I guess.
The animals are cool, though.
Let me think of an actual
Yeah.
passion. Let me think of an actual passion.
That is an actual passion for me. I think they're so adorable. It's really all passionate. Like sometimes I lie awake in bed, and the only way for me to go to sleep is imagining how I would torture people who hurt animals. That's a fun pastime.
You hear about the last white male rhino that died recently? Today, actually.
Yeah. I
It's
mean,
such
that
a shame.
sucks, but I mean, it's not like anybody tortured it to death, so
I
they
know. Well,
try
they try to prevent it.
yeah,
It's
well,
just
poachers made them go pretty much out of style here. I'll
no.
never understand poaching. Like, I don't know how there's still a market for that kind of shit. You know what I
See,
mean?
Just
it's
people want
because
it.
limp
Supply and
dick
demand.
losers can't get a hard on because they aren't real men, so they think, hey, if I snort this rhino horn powder, I'm gonna get an erection again. And so they hunt down those animals.
I just don't see why it was chosen as rhino horn. That's like, not only is that not readily available, it takes a lot of effort to get. It makes no sense. Like, a sensible person would hear rhino horn powder and not even think that it would ever have a chance of doing anything at all.
Damn, Charlie, that's because you're not Chinese. Okay, I don't want to say majority, but a very large portion of Chinese population goes, oh, rhino horn, that shit's magic. Give me some.
It's called superstition. Yeah, it's not that complicated, really.
Yeah, and also there's rich people that go, oh, rhino horn, give me that. And they go, why? And you go, because I want it. Because I'm rich.
You're talking about people who torture dogs, like skin them alive and burn their flesh while the dogs are still alive because they think it's going to make them tastier.
Yeah, you got to remember, there's circumstances you don't think about. It's not the same perspective around the world.
I guess it's just hard to wrap my head around how dumb people can be sometimes.
All right, whatever, Gambit.
What?
I don't get the reference.
Gambit?
Throwing cards is like being a cool party trick.
I still don't
get the connection.
I don't get it either. Okay? I tried to do... I don't know.
Is Gambit your passion? What is Gambit?
Can we edit this last like 5 minutes? This has been boring.
No, what's
like
Gambit?
Four full silent pauses this last like 5 minutes.
I can edit that out, but what's Gambit?
Gambit from the X-Men, the guy who throws cards.
Oh, you might not know him because he hasn't made any. Because
my passion
that's
is
all X-Men. Lame he is.
Yeah, no. Anyway, back on topic of discussion.
It's like the one X-Men who was in the cartoons who has not appeared in any of the movies, right?
He appeared in one.
Yeah, one of the Origins movies had like a 5 minute side deal.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
I think he could be a cool hero. Channing Tatum's set to play him in a Gambit movie, but that's been in the making since like 1998.
That sounds like a terrible casting choice.
Yeah.
Not really. Channing Tatum can play everyone.
Can he play a Cajun man?
Yeah. I don't know.
You think so? Also, isn't Channing Tatum huge? Gambit, I don't remember, is that physically imposing?
I'm not sure. I'm sure he can lose weight, though, and not be huge if he wants to be true to the character, but I don't think he's going to care.
I don't think you can just lose all the muscle mass.
Christian Bale does all the time.
Oh, yeah, but Christian Bale's a fucking freak.
Christian Bale
is weird.
The man plays Batman. The man bulks up to play Batman, and then he gets to... borderline health concerns, anorexia for the Machinist, and then he bulks up even bigger for Batman again. He's insane.
He's a freak, bro.
I'd do that if I was getting paid millions of dollars.
I don't know if you could, man. It's hard.
How do you guys feel about Lara Croft's boobs?
What about Lara Croft's tits?
How do you guys feel about them? Because there's a controversy now that they're not big enough.
You know,
is there an actual controversy?
Yeah, well, I mean, the amazing atheist, the micropenis guy, he said that her boobs weren't big enough for him, for his liking.
Ah, banana fucker, that guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mayonnaise injecting into the anal cavity guy, him.
Yeah, ye old mayo enema enthusiast. Yeah.
Manal. So wait, he's saying
a goddamn hero.
Manal.
So he's saying that the newest Tomb Raider movie, her tits aren't big enough?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know nothing about this movie. I saw, like, the trailer 8 times and never wanted to see it. Does she have tits, just in general?
It's the girl from Ex Machina. She's cute.
Oh, that's fine, then.
Alicia Vikander.
Like, I think that Lara Croft's tits are part of her character, because, I mean, literally, they intentionally... No, I'm completely serious. They designed her to have tits intentionally. They talked about it.
it's a woman, yeah. I think tits would have to be part of the design process.
She was designed to have, like, big tits since the very beginning. Mm. It was part of one of her character traits.
Yeah, no one's saying it was an accident.
So what I'm saying is, though, as long as Lara Croft has tits, I think that's fine. Like, I don't know what he's complaining about.
About a mastectomy, Lara Croft.
Like, let me put it this way. I wouldn't make a male Lara Croft.
He's not arguing that she has tits. He's arguing that she doesn't have large tits.
I found the tweet. Let me read it. So this is from him. Yeah. Do I have to be the asshole who says her tits are too small for me to see her as Lara Croft? Do I have to be that guy? Do I have to be the one who fucking says it? I guess I do. Sorry.
This sounds more like it's about him than Lara Croft's tits.
So let me guess. The Amazing Atheist is the type of man who, when Mad Max came out, and Kaya, you know, you and I will always come back to this movie. When Mad Max Fury Road came out, he was watching the movie, great movie, and all of a sudden, Tom Hardy steps out as Mad Max, doing his old Mad Max thing. And the Amazing Atheist just stands up in the movie theater and goes, "That's not Mel Gibson! I don't buy that that's Mad Max at all!" Is he that kind of guy? Because it seems like he's that kind of guy.
He's that kind of guy, but only with Tomb Raider's tits.
Like he's nitpicking. Well,
no, he just likes her fucking tits.
He just likes
very easy to see.
Well, he's not going to like Angelina Jolie if she reprised her role.
Oh.
You know, those movies are not that bad.
The original
the first two. Yeah, they're not that bad.
They're pretty campy. They're all right.
Yeah, but they're not that bad.
For gaming movies, they're fine.
For gaming movies, I saw the new one. It's actually not bad. As far as video game movies go, it's a pretty faithful adaptation.
I think Tomb Raider is like the only video game movies that have kind of like ascended video gamehood. Like people know Tomb Raider as a movie series as well. Because my grandparents know about
like Tomb Raider knowing harder than it as a game, you mean? Like
yeah,
more?
Yeah.
No. What? There hasn't even been a movie in like 20 years. Who are you talking
about? But they got Angelina Jolie to primarily star in like three movies.
She's now an ancient fossil. She's old. It's going to be more difficult to bring her back than the dinos.
Dinos.
How old is she now? She has to be in her like 60s.
Yeah, it's sad.
I think she's like... She might be like mid-20s, but like a rough mid-20.
42.
My point was, she was super famous and popular back then when those movies were coming out.
I guess, but
she fell off the face of the earth, though. Like, isn't Brad Pitt still doing a bunch of shit now, but she's not?
Well, Brad Pitt, yeah, he's extremely talented.
I mean, they're married.
They're not married anymore.
Not anymore?
They're divorced in there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're divorced.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does she just run a farm with all the, like, 50 children she adopted? Isn't that awkward? At this point, like, all the fame is over, all the photo shoots are over, but you still have the props, basically.
The kid. Wow, that's a great fucking joke. Props to you on that one, guy. Holy shit.
Oh, she played a Maleficent. Maleficent.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, I don't. She's definitely fallen off. I don't think she's, like, obscure or anything anymore.
She's still doing
shit. She's still... Yeah,
people recognize the name, but be like, "Oh yeah, I remember her when I was like 12."
Yeah, because I mean, Brad Pitt, I'm still because I always compare them because they kind of were in their spotlight at the same time. He's still mega famous, and they had all that shit going on. I'd be surprised if she's completely fallen off.
Brad Pitt's arguably like the first thing you think of when you think of actor. Like that's the if you say Brad Pitt, there's nobody that won't know who you're talking about. And if you're trying to just off the top of your head compare someone to an actor, you immediately think Brad Pitt.
Him or Tom Cruise, I think, are like the pinnacle of male actors.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I would say that filling that void now, more recently, Chris Hemsworth.
No, I don't.
Even just just their names, like just they're instantly recognizable.
Right.
Chris Hemsworth might to some like, Japanese kid.
I don't even fucking know who Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there
Thor.
There you go.
No, whatever.
And all the other shit. He's in like two movies a year now or something.
Yeah, both of them Avengers movies. Like, what has Chris Hemsworth been in that you've watched otherwise? He's a nobody.
Yeah, literally. That's what I was about to say. With those Marvel movies, there's such like an ensemble cast that it gets hard to like specify one actor as being really famous.
Whereas Tom Cruise
and Brad Pitt are in their own movies a lot and lead their like own casts, basically. So a lot of people know them for that.
Maybe it's also because they've been around for a long time. Like, they're skewed older and having been adopted into the career at younger ages.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's been a star since he was born. Like, that's a man that was crafted by the gods. It's like a Gilgamesh of the modern world.
That's why I'm saying
it's
they have an edge where they've been famous.
It's really not.
They've been famous for a long time. That's the thing. Like, there's plenty of people who rival them in current star power, but they have been at that level of stardom for a long time comparatively.
Yeah. Like, even your mom's mom is going to know who Brad Pitt is. And even kids today do because
like
they're still getting roles. Hmm?
Who are some other actors or actresses that you think are at that level?
I can't really think of an actress.
Maybe George Clooney.
Not the boobs, Clooney, not anymore.
I said actress.
actor or actress. Anyone else that you think hits that tier? Right? It's hard. It's
Sandra
difficult.
Bullock. Bullock's going to be the only actress that gets close.
Yeah, I guess.
Would you say this one's...
Maybe Jennifer Lawrence?
This one's a maybe. Would you say Uma Thurman?
No one's gonna know Uma Thurman. She was literally only in the Kill Bill movies. That's the only
and
thing
Pulp
people
Fiction
remember her from.
And tons of other action movies.
What tons of others, about? Yeah. What are some others besides those three?
Like Pulp Fiction and
There's a lot of common ones, but
ooh,
I'm not allowed
Johnny
to Google
Depp.
Anymore.
Johnny Depp and Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio, how the fuck can we forget him? For sure, yes, for sure.
Easy.
Not even a question. Not even, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, yeah.
Guy's getting all hot and bothered over there unbuckling.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be, man? That scene in Blood Diamonds when he's shooting those little children.
What a man.
Jesus Christ.
You guys think of, like, that's an interesting thing. Who are some people
you think of? Bruce Willis I'd put up there as well. Yeah, he's been around a long time and still going.
Arguable, though.
Basically everybody
in the
Expendables.
Movie this year. He's in a bunch of shit. He was in a movie
Will
this
Smith.
Year. Nah, Will Smith's fallen off lately.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, I would say, maybe.
I'd give Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
When you think
Samuel L. Jackson's kind of like
he's fallen off now a bit too, though.
Yeah, I guess he's Marvel's bitch too.
He used to be awesome, but now the roles he takes, he's not.
Let Charlie speak, damn it!
I was just gonna say this instead of sticking with just actors and actresses like we always do. Let's branch out. Like, who do you think is the first person you think of when you say something like a professional chef or a professional e-gamer?
Well,
that's
Gordon Ramsay for chef, no question,
and e-gamer.
Professional league player, Mr. Ramsay.
I would love to see that. So you're talking like the pinnacles of humanity.
The pinnacles in their own area. Jesus, I wouldn't consider Gordon Ramsay the pinnacle of humanity.
Oh, no shit.
Especially
e-gaming. No shit.
Don't make me
hang
myself.
Gordon Ramsay, the pinnacle of swimming and sewing. Like, no, fuck off. Come on, of course. All right. Let's think about this.
I don't even know why I chose.
What's the question?
Gordon Ramsay and the other guy, the one who euthanized a bunch of chicks.
Wolfgang?
No.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Yes.
The guy who put a bunch of little chicks in a microwave to show how it's done in factories where they kill chicks. He was trying to, like, show people.
Man.
Really?
No,
what?
He was trying to bring attention to it. Like, here's what happens to the male chicks. They get killed right after they're born, and this is how it happens. And
that's still a
dick
move.
That's not how it happens, though.
Point in a different
they
way.
Put them in a grinder. They don't microwave them.
I don't think you microwave them. That's how he does it, Andrew.
He's trying to bring awareness to how he does it.
He's like, I'm a real menace, guys. Watch what I do to these chicks.
I'm going to show you how to cook a 5-minute chick in only 2 minutes.
This is my favorite strategy. I use a wood chipper.
God. I bully them into killing themselves.
This one likes dinosaurs. Fuck them.
Oh.
I think it was Jamie Oliver, but I'm not sure.
Jamie Oliver?
Why does that name sound so familiar? Because
he's a chef. I think he's Australian, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very famous chef. And oh yeah,
Jamie Oliver?
So in the video, he basically just has a bunch of chicks in a little tube, and he suffocates them, I guess. And the audience is just looking on, crushed and shocked that where their meat is coming from, because I guess they thought that chicken was plucked from a tree.
Well, pretty soon, actually, the synthetic meats are really getting close.
Well, I'm stoked for that. I want to taste that.
I'm super excited for synthetic meats. And then you have like the fucking inbred losers. It's like, oh, but it's not an animal. It's going to taste like government chemicals. I fucking hate that argument. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I want that to taste different. I want all kinds of different tasting meat. Make it like...
That's the beauty of it. Yeah, you can get like really cool tasting chicken. Like it can be like wine flavors of chicken and shit, man. Yeah. The possibilities are endless once you get it right. I don't know how people can be so goddamn dumb.
Guilt-free meat. What else do you want? Especially if they can make it cheaper.
And yes, versatile meat as well.
Yes, please. Right away. Sign me the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, though, that like 50 years down the line, they're going to find out that it gives you like super cancer and super AIDS and super whatever, Ebola. that it was the most unhealthy thing you could ever put in your body, and that it's gonna curse your lineage. But I still wanna taste it. I don't care if it has a couple of bugs.
We'll have CRISPR to, retcon that lore there.
Andrew, did the chicks steal your heart? You're so silent.
No, I didn't have anything to say.
Wiping a tear. No.
The night's ruined. He's looked it up. It's too late.
No, not at all. I had no comment. There you go.
That's suspicious.
What do you want me to say?
He's pouring out some alcohol for the chicks.
No, I don't give a shit.
He's got chickens of his own in his microwave at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to finish. You know they're done when they pop. We still never discussed any pinnacle of humanity at all.
I think the pinnacle of humanity is this fat Turkish kid my friend showed me the other day, who made a real-life farm will and scammed Turks out of millions, and then he disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
What is a farm will? What?
Farm will. Yeah, the Facebook game where you...
Oh,
like,
Farmville.
Make... Oh, Farmville.
Farmville.
Yeah, what? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Triumph Farmville. Of the Farm Will. Gotcha.
I always get Farmville. My W's and V's mixed up all the time. But yeah, he made a real life version of it where he rented an actual farm and he sold cows basically like virtually, but they're real cows. And he would really feed them and he would promise you returns on your investment and all that sort of shit. And then he just took off.
That's brilliant.
How shit is a Turkish economy where
the cows there?
What?
Did he leave the cows there or did he take off with them?
Well, he did, like, not take off as in he didn't get into some UFO and disappear into the next galaxy, but he, like, everybody's suspicious now, like, what happened to my money? And he's doing the usual company talk around where he goes, don't worry, your savings, they're all safe, your money, just like with the cryptocurrency talk, you know, how that one exchange went down. And they said, oh, don't worry, you're going to get your money, wink, wink, as he's sliding out of the frame of the camera.
So how shit is the investing world over there in Turkey where you're investing in cows?
Everything is shit in Turkey.
That just doesn't seem like a safe investment at all. You're investing in animals. Like, what do you expect to get back on that? You're just buying a cow.
Milk.
Dude, I don't fucking know, man. It's just people playing Farmville. And I guess if some guy comes along and tells you, hey, you can actually buy a real cow for real cheap. I mean, I don't know for how much he sold them for, but I would assume like, hey, give me $20 and you now timeshare own this cow and I will sell its milk and you'll make profit. It's a real farm. Except, he didn't actually give them anything in return.
It's kind of like a pyramid scheme.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was 8 years old, I would think like, hey, that's not a bad idea.
Well, you know, the average IQ in Turkey isn't that high, Charlie. 8 years old sounds about right. Did you know Coco the gorilla, who learned sign language, when they gave her an IQ test, each time she scored between 75 and 95. Turkey's average IQ is 89. So, somewhere along with Coco on par.
Karko was a smart fucking gorilla, though. Do you guys know, learned anything about her? No, she died.
Coco, it's not car.
Coco died, Charlie.
No, did she?
Yes.
Yeah. A
couple years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Coco was a smart fucking gorilla because I took a psychology class and they used her as like a study example to kind of compare thinking patterns and shit. So at one point Coco had learned a bunch of words. One of them was water and the other one was fruit.
You stupid motherfucker. Coco's not dead.
Is she not?
Really?
No, she's not dead.
Oh. Okay, then Coco is a smart gorilla. So, great.
I'm sorry
now that we've cleared that up. Now that we've cleared that up. So she had learned a bunch of words. Wasn't. One of them was water and the other was fruit. And they at one point they were just fucking around and they gave her some watermelon. And she ate it, and she liked it, and she just started, like, thinking about it, and then she signed, more water fruit, please. I'm like, hey, it's pretty clever.
She's a smart one, and yeah. She's such a sweetheart. God, I love watching Coco the gorilla videos.
Why would she do that? Is watermelon more watery than fruit?
They never told. Yeah. They never told her the word watermelon, and watermelon has a lot of water in it. It's very juicy. So when she wanted more, she asked for more water fruit, and I thought that was pretty fucking clever for having never heard what you call a watermelon.
Isn't she the gorilla that lied? As she learned how to lie?
Yeah, and she felt guilty about it.
So the story, as if I remember correctly, is she had a sink or like a faucet or something, and it broke. And the caregivers, the zookeepers, they came into her little place and they asked, "Who the fuck broke the sink, bitch?" And she was like,
in those exact words in sign language.
Yes. And she pointed, the gorilla pointed at her own pet cat and said the cat broke it.
Yeah,
I think that's exactly how the story went.
A small smidge of intelligence, and it's already corrupting this animal, like, just using it to lie.
Coco, that cat would do the same fucking thing if it was as smart as Coco.
Coco the gorilla, Coco the gorilla, if you're listening to this podcast, and Jackson, please, on the video portion, put the sign language translation for this. You are welcome to come on this podcast.
Can you imagine if we had Coco the gorilla on here?
That'd be incredible. Get like an interpreter.
She's a $100 patron.
Well, no, think about it. Get a fucking interpreter and we ask her questions and she asks the gorilla. I think that'd be cool as fuck.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it only worked in person, like the four of us together, and then we have Coco there. And assuming she doesn't rip us in half and actually is up for the interview.
Iron bars, yeah.
Yeah, still though, that'd be cool as fuck. I'd love
that'd be
super.
That would be historic. We'd be the only people with a podcast that had a smart gorilla on it.
Well, no, Jackson. We'd get there and she'd be signing Jake Paul all day.
No,
throwing up Maverick or some shit.
she rocks by with a Maverick merch.
We see her and she's getting first place in Fortnite games on her
she
laptop.
She truly is the smartest of us all.
Oh, boy.
I feel like someone else would do it first. Like, we'd arrive at the zoo, and on our way in, we'd see Joe Rogan leaving. Like, oh, she's already here.
She's asleep now. Yeah. She exhausted herself on his podcast.
Hey, guys, I asked her all the important questions and made breakthroughs for science, but I think she wants to, I don't know, talk about her favorite movie. So, see ya.
Ask her how she masturbates.
Actually,
that'd be a good question.
Yeah, I'd still I'd ask love her to if know. She masturbated.
She masturbates and how.
Does she have any sexual do they have sexual desires, or is it just like procreation? Where do you draw the line of what has sexual proclivities and what doesn't?
I think it's the purpose that they do it. Like, I know that some monkeys prostitute themselves out for like food.
They jack off too furiously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that true. Too.
I've always had that, like, dolphins are the only animals that have sex for fun.
No.
I think that's still true.
No. Penguins are another one that
don't
do,
you know,
I think.
Bonobo?
Well, no, penguins rape. That's not fun.
Well, no, dolphins rape. Dolphins rape more than people on average, I think. Dolphin rape is crazy. I'm completely
fucking
serious.
You gotta pump up
serious.
Those numbers, humans.
I'm
never
not
beat
fucking
the dolphins
kidding.
With these weak-ass rape numbers.
People at home, if you see a dolphin, there are chances, really strong chances, it's a rapist.
Yeah.
I am not
they
joking.
Usually,
they will rape anything in the ocean.
They like to disguise themselves as video game journalists. Be careful. But no, I mean, you guys know bonobo apes or monkeys. I don't know what they are exactly, but they
with the big noses,
basically
right?
Jerk off and fuck one another. They fuck their mothers just for fun.
Sounds like a typical Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, turns out we're not all that different after all.
So since we don't have any other sponsors today, let's use this ad slot for our Patreon. Charlie, where should people who are not complete losers go if they want to see a drunk episode?
Well, there's only one place to find something to fit those specifications, Kaya. That's patreon.com/official.
No.
Yeah, that's right. You're right, Kaya. It was a quick test. That's patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
Yep, thank you. I actually
68
messaged...
68 episodes. Incredible.
I actually messaged Patreon to ask if we could have the /official... because some asshole has it right now who's not even using it. And they told me no, we can't take a URL away from somebody just because they're not using it. Fuck
Ooh.
You.
Kaya.
That's so dumb.
That's such a good thing. Can we get into this topic since we got like 10 minutes till shoutouts? The whole, when you go to log on to something and you've never used it before and your fucking name is taken by someone who hasn't played in like 4 years.
Yeah.
I hate that shit more than anything in the world. Like on, Go ahead, Charlie.
I was just going to say, they need to understand that it's doesn't help them. It doesn't, like, you know, I understand why they let it slide because it helps with their numbers of whatever, but it's stupid. There's no reason not to just fork over the URL or the account name if nobody's using it, if it's not active.
I think that every single service on Earth, and it, I mean, it's beneficial all around. It saves on fucking storage space and server traffic and all this shit.
There should be a time limit to it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think that after, like, I don't know, a year or depending on what kind of service it is, it should just be like, hey, you haven't used this. We're going to remove your account now so we can open up some space on the server. Okay. You know, log in if you want to fix this. You know what I mean? Like, it's such an easy solution that makes so many people happier, but they don't do it.
But then Twitter couldn't lie to investors about the number of users they have.
Yeah. And the one that pisses me off more than any of them is when they do remove accounts, but then they don't free up the name. Mm. It's like, yeah, your account gets deleted automatically after 2 years, but any name that's ever been put in there is locked forever. So now no one can ever use it. It's like, what's the fucking point? I don't get it.
It's just for numbers' sake. Well, in that case, that's just pure incompetence, but yeah, otherwise it's for numbers' sake.
Yeah. Well, that didn't take 10 minutes. So, Charlie, you and I, we're big on immortality, right? Mm-hmm. And those who haven't kept up with official podcast lore on you know, first of all, half of this is on our Patreon on the bonus episodes. But Charlie and I, we're big on immortality. We want to live forever. And Jackson and Andrew, on the other hand, are wrong about this and they want to die. But
I'm not getting into this.
This has been banned to death.
Yeah, because Charlie and I basically have solved the issue entirely. Where your issue was, it would get boring.
You haven't.
And Charlie and I said,
you've proven God exists, Kaya. Thank you. You're right.
No. Jesus Christ. No. You said immortality would get boring because it's an eternity. And Charlie and I
enjoy nothing.
In our genius, invented the amnesia pill.
Right. Enjoy nothing. When the heat death of the universe happens and literally no entropy can occur anymore, there will be absolutely nothing forever. Enjoy that.
I don't know about all of that hypothetical bogus.
It is true. It's going to happen. The heat death of the universe is when no energy can be transferred.
But maybe there'll be another big bang and then you get to see the dinosaurs. I'm on your side. I'm on your side, boys.
Andrew, that you're using your theory. You're cutting it off. Your theory actually has more to it, where it is a cyclical, which means after that happens, it starts again. So
yeah,
we'd be there.
That's
to
what
see
I
that.
Just said. And then, and since
since Kaya Jackson and I are going to be there now, we're not going to be alone. We'll just, you know, we'll be like the bonobo monkeys dinosaurs. And just jerk each other off and shit until it starts again.
I'll be my own universe.
Yeah,
my body.
Where is this there going? By the way.
Yeah. Well, Charlie. So, have you heard of that new startup that wants to preserve human brains? Have you heard of it?
I have not.
You might, like, the headline is that a startup is pitching a mind-uploading service that is 100% fatal. And what it is basically, you guys know cryo, the preservation shit, right?
Where
cryogenesis.
Yeah.
No, cryostasis.
So these guys take it a step further. Basically, if you're, like, terminally ill, they can perfectly preserve your brain down to every neuron. That's how good they've gotten with this technology now. So my question is, would you do this? But they can only do it just as you're about to die. Basically, you have to be euthanized for this to be possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
gonna die, fuck it.
Yeah, if you're gonna die anyway, but point is, like, it's not gonna be you, even if they revive you from the information. It's basically just a mind uploading thing.
Exactly.
Sort of thing. You're not gonna be alive again. They may one day create a copy of you, but that's it. But would you still do it?
This is the a question that's been around. I'm gonna fucking pull in the dregs of my nerd knowledge here since the days of Star Trek, where the idea was the teleporter would just recreate you from the molecules in the atmosphere or whatever. And the question was, is it you or is it a copy?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've thought about this often. I would do it, but I would go into it knowing that it doesn't mean I'm gonna live forever. Like, you know, I'm just dead after this. I wouldn't think of it as any chance of me living on.
Yeah. it definitely isn't. I guess I would think of it as if in the future somebody revives me from that brain, a copy of me, would I be happy about it? Would you guys be?
I think so, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
somebody wakes so. You up, you wake up in a test tube, Charlie, and they tell you, hey, you the original you died 500 years ago, all your friends are dead. The world kind of sucks now. We have dark clouds and the air is poisoned.
Well, that's a different question.
Well, I mean, even still, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah, simplify your question. I'm kind of confused.
Okay, do you want to be revived in the future? Would you be happy about it? And then the answer is
so this is
probably,
a new, not current me. This is like a copy of me in the future.
Yeah, but you can extrapolate. Okay. If you currently would be happy about being told that you were revived from a past copy, then logically you should preserve your brain. So in the future, at some point, a clone of you can be created that will live happily ever after.
Yeah, well, if the alternative is just death and like blankness, then yeah. But it's also not immortality, though, because the brain will eventually die.
I mean, I'd
it's pretty much the perfect middle.
There's no such thing as eventual death. It's just a malfunction. Nothing has a time limit. It's just things start breaking as they start aging.
I like that attitude.
You watched Annihilation.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, though. That's basic. It's not basic science, but that's science. Nothing is programmed to die at a certain point. It just starts getting worse at it.
Charlie, now we can broaden even further. And for the man who hates philosophy, I'm surprising you brought this up. That's the entire time is an illusion argument. There is no such thing as time. It's just the process of things.
Well, no, not even just that. It's just, you know, you're wrong, Andrew. Immortality would be great. That's kind of the point.
I bet people love listening to four laymen just stumble their way through philosophy and science like drunks stumbling over
their own
puke.
Let me tell you guys about clones.
God, I was let me bring up how terrible that first pilot episode of the last season of Black Mirror was. Did that upset anybody else? How wrong they got everything about science? Literally every aspect.
I didn't watch it. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me ask you this, Andrew. Does your spit contain all of your memories up until the very last second? Because the writers of Black Mirror think it does.
No, that's it. Well, Kai, whenever I hawk a loogie, I just look at it and go, yep, that's when I fell off my bike. It just doesn't make... What?
That's what the writers think. I'm not shitting you. In the episode, a guy, there's this nerd. It's the actor who played that creepy killer in Breaking Bad. Todd. So
cop in Game Night.
I like him. Yeah, I like him as an actor. But point is, in the episode, he steals his co-worker's coffee cup. Okay? And from her, like, lipstick prints and her spit, he clones her digitally into a video game. And her clone has all of her memories up until the very last sip she took from the coffee cup. Because apparently that's how spit works, is it contains all of your memories.
This is science fiction. I don't understand what the issue is here.
Because Jackson, dinosaurs were lame.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to do... No. Suspension of disbelief doesn't work like that. You can put me on a space station, and I can believe that we're in the space age, but you can't just toss a human out into empty space and expect me to believe that he's going to live on, like, 20 minutes of not breathing. I mean, there's different levels of suspension of disbelief. This isn't one of them.
Yeah. Now, Kaya...
Charlie, do you like shoutouts? What if there was a Black Mirror episode where you were sentenced to suffer virtual reality where you have to read endless shoutouts?
I'd say it's a blessing.
Really? Would you rather fuck a pig on TV or read these endless waterfalls of comments?
Well, the answer is easy. It'd be the waterfall.
There we go. Where can they go to leave their own waterfall, Charlie?
Patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Let's kick this shit off.
Well, hang on. Well, we need to put our disclaimer real hard.
It's important to say why Kai is saying it that way. Yeah. He doesn't actually dislike the shoutouts. It's because we've mentioned before that we have a word limit that we very clearly loosely enforced.
You guys know we have a word limit, but I personally love the shoutouts, but even I cannot defend you guys anymore because we have so many shoutoutees now, and all of you guys are writing us long ass fan fiction. So we're, you know, we have like 120 letters, like full header, intro, midsection, and ending letters here.
It would take hours to read them, yes. Basically. So let's
literally the whole podcast. The whole podcast would be shoutouts if we just let everyone go. Fucking
we're still going to read all of them today, though.
Yeah, because it's not fair to impose a limit on people that weren't told that there is a limit. So
yeah, they weren't told through the past episodes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. For the future, we're going to put a disclaimer up on Patreon, I imagine, with a character limit.
And we are 100% fucking enforcing this for real. Don't give us any schlocky stuff, which I see every so often. It's like, oh, I went a little bit over the word limit, but you know, it's fine because it was my first shout. It's like, nah, I'm sorry. We're two big leagues now for this. We can't make these sloppy mistakes. We can't let.
Having said that, we appreciate everyone's support. Yeah, so.
Mr. Hollywood over here.
we don't have time for that. No, we thank you. We appreciate it, but we are enforcing a limit for realsies. No bullshit.
All right, kick us off, killer.
That killer? Jackson wanted it, right?
Yeah. Oh, that was directed. This one,
who did you mean by killer?
Who is killer?
It was to Andrew. He's in like the fighting spirit.
That's right. I'm taking him down.
Well, all right, Andrew, all right. You take this one.
All right, this one
chosen.
Says, "Oh my God, look at this line, Kai. I forgot to type here. It says this is to be read by Jackson. Go ahead, Jackson.
What
you said you wanted it."
Oh, right, it's not actually written there. Yeah. God, what a fucking mess. All right, this one comes from James Douglas, who says, "Hey, guys, thank you for another month of quality content. Love you all to death. Hope to one day meet you. Quick question, are you guys going to see Pacific Rim 2 / Avengers Infinity War? Which are you more excited for? Thanks again, and have a good day. James Douglas, your favorite patron from Canada."
Thank you both. For putting the word quality in quotes. I think both Pacific Rim and the Avengers movie are gonna suck, so I'm not excited for either, but I'll watch
them
eventually.
Excited for Avengers Infinity War.
I'm gonna watch Pacific Rim 1 in my house before I see the second one.
It's an alright movie.
Yeah, I've heard I'd like it. No, I have it downloaded, but I haven't watched it yet.
Eh, it's okay.
I've heard
I'm more excited for Avengers because I'm more invested in that universe than the Pacific Rim verse, so... Probably that.
Yeah,
this next one comes from Simba Name. Thank you, James. This next one comes from Simba Name.
It's Simba Name. God, what kind of a samurai are you?
This comes from Simba Name San. He says, "Hello there. This is probably my last shout out for a while, at least until I save up enough to support you guys for what I hope will be a full year this time. So here we go. Number one, I'm a senior in high school with the intention of going on." Wow, I'm butchering this. "With the intention on going into the film industry, and listening to you guys has given me inspiration for writing a new film. When I get older and it'll hopefully get produced, I'll contact you guys to be involved. I plan on having this segment of the official podcast where I got this idea play in the credits. Number two, I want to be original and say something that no one else says before. Kick everyone off the podcast except Andrew. I don't agree with that, but at least it's original.
Hey.
Number three, for guest suggestions, look up Kid Icarus. He's got a similar sense of humor as you guys and has also collaborated with Alex from I Hate Everything. A good video of his to get you started is The Worst Game Ever Made. Finally, Charlie, I'm 5'4". I feel your pain." Yikes. Yeah, it fucking sucks. "That's all for now. Thanks for all your hard work in creating my favorite podcast. Simba Name. P.S. # fuck you, Kaya."
Aw, fuck you too, Simba Name.
So cute.
That is
cute. Good luck. Good luck writing your film, and thank you for your support that you've given us so far.
I hope
if it does get greenlit with Spielberg on board, with Spielberg on board.
Mm-hmm. This
one. And we'll look up your guest suggestion.
This one is from Kat. "Gonna be honest, the past few months have been super shitty with me having my whole family move to Fussin, Wisconsin, of all places, and being on my own for the first time. Work being terrible, and now my grandpa dying a few days ago. But the podcast and Charlie's videos and Andrew's streams have really helped me at least have something to make me not want to die as much. Thanks for enabling me to ignore my depression for 2-ish hours each week, guys. Keep up the good work. I love you." And we love you too, Kat.
You're welcome.
Stay strong out there, Kat.
Yeah, stay strong. I wish we could up that to more than 2-ish hours each week.
And you can too, Cat, for just $5 on.
No, that wasn't an ad.
Are you depressed? Go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
This one's, oh wait, Kai hasn't read one yet. This can be yours.
This is from Prozimity, who says, this is a request for everyone. Respond in Jack order if you want. Long story short, my boss is a huge cunt, and I need vindication. Each of you give me your best video demonetizing insults directed at her. Her name is Lisa. Thanks, boys. Video demonetizing?
I think he just means, like, get real rough with her. So, Lisa... Yeah.
Jack order.
Lisa, you probably like dinosaurs, you fat cunt.
Lisa...
That was too personal.
Lisa, sorry. Your employee, Prozimity, is conducting a breach of contract. I hope that you find this video and terminate his employment. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. Eat shit, I guess. I don't know her. That'd be okay.
I don't know her. It's the biggest insult you could have given her.
I've never heard of you, Lisa. Where's your mixtape?
Well, this will get you demonetized and blocked. Feminism is silly.
Oh, God. Take down the video. We have to stop.
Yeah, no, you sorry, Charlie.
And now it's Lisa, but
you're gonna get a strike for that one, but had to be done.
Do you really think Lisa deserved that? Like, that's a little rough.
I'll go further.
She spells her name is dumb as well.
Don't make me say that white people aren't evil.
Now you're going too far. This one comes from Hayden Malone. He says, honestly, last week's or whenever the fuck you guys recorded the Boogie episodes, timing of the Blue Apron ad read was one of the greatest accidental bits of comedy I've ever heard. Thanks for the great shit, boys, and keep up the great work. Thanks, Hayden. It was calculated. Nothing accidental about anything on this podcast. All cold calculated.
Thanks, Malone.
We had to practice that about 10 times.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I had to get it right.
I can't believe we rush out the scripts like an hour before we start recording. We're really efficient at it.
We are great, aren't we?
Who wants to take this one?
This one comes from Zyla Hermans / Topzemen. This is for whichever one of you had the last boner.
I have a funny tale for you peeps. I grew up on a cattle ranch, and one time when I was about 8, me and my siblings went to help my parents move a cow that had died of old age. Wow. How old do cows get?
20?
Not that pretty old. Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never
thought
about
how old very long.
Cows get. But yeah, when cows die, one of their four stomachs inflates a lot, like a huge balloon. Me and my little siblings, while looking at the dead bovine, decided the only reasonable course of action was to jump on the cow like a trampoline until our dad noticed us and yelled at us to get off for fuck's sake. This is 100% true. Keep up the great work, boys.
Well, Zyler, it was cool.
You gotta spice up that story. Say, like, I don't know, the cow exploded or something. You gotta give us
an killed your sister.
your sister came back to life. Your long lost dog fired out of its asshole. Something. Give us an ending here. But thank you.
Need closure. You're up, Jackson.
This one comes from Kevin Maldonado, who says, hello, boys. Haven't been up to date with the podcast since work has me swamped. Missed about almost 7 weeks of podcasts, so I have a sweet backlog at least. So, Jackson, who would win in a death match? 100 fully trained Spartan warriors or a small flock of emus? Well, we couldn't win the war against emus with guns, and Spartan warriors only have swords, so I'm going to give the W to the emus again.
They're not Australian, so they'd win. Spartans were tough.
You're underestimating emus.
Well, no, they
According to Andrew, emus are just small dinosaurs.
Well, think of it this way. The Spartans don't have to hook themselves in the ground at all times, so they have an advantage over the Australians.
All right, moving on.
All right, comrade of... I don't know, but you guys waited too long. We're going to be up here all day.
Yeah, we need to spitfire.
Yeah. Comrade of Homotopia, or Ivan, whichever, he says, this is to all of you fucks. Thank you. You're welcome. I listened to the podcast for the first time after I was assaulted by some drunk with a pull stick up the ass, and my passive nature let him get away with no recording of it. Your podcast honestly helped me with emotions after, especially since I work as tech support for a big company, so lots of pressure. Thinking of the official island episode helped me for days after listening. I wanted to strangle people less. You are all out. Awesome. Thanks, man. You're okay.
That's such an awful experience. What are the odds? A pool stick up the ass. That takes so much precision.
Again, Ivan, I'm really sorry for that.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Stick the pool stick up his ass, or did he have a pool stick up his own ass while he assaulted him?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah, who had the pool stick up their ass here? I'm confused.
Or maybe it's just a saying, like, you know how when someone's angry, they have a stick up their ass? Wow, maybe he's just saying he had a pool stick length stick up his ass.
I thought the drunk man had an actual stick up his ass.
There's three possibilities here.
I don't know. You guys got to be more specific while also keeping it under 144 characters.
This one comes from Lewis Daniel. Hi, guys. I've been listening to the podcast since last year, October, and I must say I really, really love listening. I don't know what else to say since this is my first time, but keep up the good work. Oh, and for Andrew, I'm sorry to hear you got so much shit for the clone episode. I really enjoyed that episode. Jackson, keep doing whatever you do. Kaya, keep on bashing pedophiles. And Charlie, I don't know. Keep uploading daily. P.S. Fuck you, Anthony, my friend. From Lewis.
Yeah, thanks. Fuck you, Anthony, my friend.
Is that all the character traits we get? Is Charlie's just daily uploads and Jackson is whatever.
Keep doing whatever.
I get pity. That's it.
Andrew's just sympathy.
Speaking of me, this is from Lieutenant Loose Pussy Lips. Hello, Andrew. I just wanted to take this chance to tell you that you are completely incorrect about the clone debate. Off to a great start. And I want to present my thesis on why you're a stupid idiot. I'm just kidding. I love you, and you're my fourth favorite member of the podcast, just after Jackson, who looks like a gay Kylo Ren. Anyway, I love you guys, and this podcast is the only thing keeping me going, so keep it up. Love, your biggest fan, Lieutenant Loose Pussy Lips. Thank you, Pussy Lips. I got a back-to-back one. This one is from Mace Face? One of those. Hey, you boys, don't have anything witty to say, so I'll use my shout-out to tell my official story. I remember where I was when the first episode uploaded, and I've listened
D-Day.
And I've listened to every episode at least once. I've only recently become a patron and didn't do it to be thanked by you guys. I genuinely enjoy the appreciation, the podcast, and your guys' content, so I want to use my shout-out to thank you for making me laugh and just being the boys.
Well, thank you anyway.
He didn't want it. Moving on. We are moving on.
I don't care. Fuck him. I don't know. He's still God getting it. I don't care.
Son of a bitch. We're sorry, Mace Face.
It's all right for me to do it. Thank you, Mace Face.
Sue me, Mace too, Face. Andrew. Fuck you.
I'm gonna stick to my ground here.
Thank you, Mace Face.
Okay, this next one.
No, it says Jack Order. So first comes Jackson.
Oh, I didn't see
what
that.
What do I do?
I guess we each read a section because there's four sections.
There's four paragraphs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. This one comes from Dirty Tomato. Hi, Jackson, Andrew, Chuck.
Such a resigned, sad statement. It's like children being forced to read a history book.
Again, we love these messages. We love all the nice messages that you guys send.
It's part of the experience. To just get railed by us while we do this. Come on.
All right. Hi, Jackson, Andrew, Charlie, and Tiana, if present, and Kaya, it's me again. I've been a longtime subscriber of Charlie's, a dedicated listener of the podcast, and a recent supporter through the occasional stream donation and through Patreon. I'm glad to have the opportunity to contribute to you all as you bring much needed and appreciated entertainment to so many of us. For now, though, I have decided to tell you an embarrassing story, one I have as of yet been too ashamed to share with anyone.
I was with my family one holiday season when I was 20 years old. My parents, sister, two of my uncles, and a cousin or two ate at a restaurant in the Midtown area some 70 minutes from where I live. Nothing fancy, basically a bar with mediocre food. Our waitress was being very attentive. What?
I'm sorry, we're going to be here forever. We're not even a quarter way through.
Oh, baby, I prepped for this. Don't you worry.
I should have gotten a drive.
Go.
Charlie, what?
What? No, I was just saying.
Our
waitress was being very attentive, making sure we got refills on time and whatnot. This led my entire family to believe she was into me, and my uncles were trying to convince me to ask for her number. I told them we were looking too much into things and blew it off, but she was cute, and their goading got to me, so by the end of the meal, I had concocted a plan. I decided it would be way more smooth to leave a $20 tip under the plate so she would know it was for me, and then to set one of my business cards that had my cell phone number on it under my seat. Or on my seat. Wait. If you put the 20 under the plate, why not put the business card with it? Jesus. My thought was if she really was interested, she would find my card and give me a call. As we were leaving,
I like that. She found a 20, so she's looking for who it was. Where's the business card?
As we were leaving, she came out the back door to wave at us, making my uncle wink at me and scold me for not asking her out. Needless to say, I did not get a call from her.
Because she's not Sherlock Holmes.
But the story does not end there. I'd become convinced that there was something between us, so I drove back out to the restaurant the following Saturday to try and find her. I went inside and looked around, noticeably nervous, sweating heavily. She was not there. Ew. So a different waitress led me to a table and asked if I needed some water in a concerned tone. I was breathing a bit rapidly and nodded yes. She quickly brought me a glass of water with no ice in it and hurried away. Seeing the lukewarm glass of water pushed me over the edge, and I ran out of the door to my car, by this point beginning to tear up, and as I was leaving, I saw her standing outside the front door with the manager, looking around worriedly and pointing at the empty table. We made eye contact as I drove away. She had a very confused look on her face. I mouthed a sorry to her as I sped off. I never returned to that restaurant and likely never will.
The sorry. Oh, come on, dude.
Yikes.
I have several more stories of my failures to function in society. If this wasn't too long or boring, it was too long. If it wasn't either of those two things, well, I spent a good $25 on this, so if some listeners didn't like it, please spend $25 to call me out on the next shout-out episode. Please do. Also, did you straight up copy this from the incel forums?
Sounds
like something did right.
Oh, I mean,
yeah, that is a rough thought process there.
I think you should go back there and confront her.
It was all believable until the sorry. That's just the cherry on top.
Wait until her shift ends at like 6 or 7 p.m. and it's dark, and just wait behind the restaurant for her to get out the back door.
No, smoke a cigarette. Wait in her car.
Wait in her car, yeah, but with your knife drawn in case she has a letter that needs opening. That's how gentlemen do it.
Yeah, and
you're a good guy. She'll know that.
If she screams when you see her, say sorry so that she doesn't feel threatened anymore.
Beautiful.
Go, Jackson.
This one comes from Elgolas. What?
Elgolas? Elgolas. I don't know.
Elgolas. Who says, I am an archaeologist by trade, and when I am on site, I always listen to the official podcast as I am digging. It is the best podcast for treasure hunting. Keep it up, boys. Good to hear, dude.
Has he found dinosaurs?
Good luck.
Makes you work, yeah. That's a paleontologist, Andrew.
Fuck.
I'm glad you have something to make work less boring for you. I don't think archaeology would be that boring.
I've seen Indiana Jones. It's pretty great.
I guess if you're digging all the time, then yeah. All right. Thank you.
This comes from Dooley. He says, hey guys, since it's my first shout-out, I'm going to focus on the prime beef, that is Charlie, a.k.a. Critical, a.k.a. Penguins. I'm Irish and 24 at the end of the month, and I have been following Charlie for a very long time. One of my favorite memories was when Charlie went through a phase of playing bad horror games with complete deadpan reactions. The earliest one I can remember was Shudder and Shudder 2. When I showed my friends your channel back then, Shudder 2 was definitely the video I showed, especially the bathroom section with the little girl. This sounds wrong, but I swear it isn't. Although that is enough of ticking Charlie's scrotum, ego, really enjoy the podcast as I listen mostly as soon as it comes out every week. Quit message to the subprime beefs. Andrew, I feel like we are very similar in our tastes and in awkward dating stories, and that scares me. Jackson, I am like you with being the butt of jokes in a group of friends, but we can both take shit and throw it back. I agree with the boys with bullying the editing software, though, man. Though, sorry, man. With buying the editing software. Sorry, man.
What does that even mean?
Kaya pays for his editing software, too.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
I don't know.
Maybe an earlier episode. Kaya, I always wonder who the hell is giving you hate over your views, but as you say, fuck them, I too can only jerk off with my left hand, even though I am right-handed. I even had the joke nickname Lefty for a while. All right, I hope I didn't piss off Kaya with making this too long. See you dudes next month for the shout out.
All right,
thank
Lefty.
You, Dooley. Lefty.
I hate you, Lefty.
This right, one's from Adam.
Next one.
Oh, God. All right. Sorry. I didn't know.
Atom. Adam as an atom, the indivisible thing. Shout out to Tetra, by far the prettiest ladies on Instagram. One of the prettiest ladies. Follow her at Tetra the Husky.
Hey, man.
Soon, Tetra's getting a GPS.
This one is from HT Morgan. God damn it. I'm just trying to keep it flowing. This one is from HT Morgan. Drink responsibly. And hey, boys, when's the official con?
Whenever Charlie's dad cuffs up the tickets.
Yeah, whenever we get big enough to host that kind of shit. DJ Monkey 12. Hey, everyone. I wanted to take a minute and say I'm a big fan. I think all four of you really bring something to the table, and it works really well. Charlie's sense of humor, Andrew's kindness, and legitimate attempt at being a good human being. And Kaya's cynicism to keep everyone even. Jackson is there, too. Thanks, guys.
Guilty.
Thank you for nailing it, DJ.
Thanks, DJ Monkey.
Fucking nailed it.
This comes from Steven. I want everyone to check my Justin from Fire of Learning. Fire of Learning is a great channel on YouTube that would give even Vsauce a run for their money. I remember discovering them from their link being spray painted in a bike and hike tunnel. Check him out. He's a sexy boy, ready to teach you some lessons.
It's you, isn't it, Justin? Well, what a pathetic attempt at a shout-out, making it look like it's a fan. Jesus. Check out Justin. He's so handsome and hot and cool.
Yeah.
All the ladies like Justin.
Yeah. Fire of learning.
But that being said, thanks.
This one comes from Daniel, who says, awesome to hear the last shout-out. Me and my friends were out drinking last night, and we love drinking games. So I was wondering if any of you guys had a favorite drinking game, if any at all. Winky face. Thank you so much for this awesome podcast.
Just beer pong.
Yeah, just simple shit.
Yeah,
you guys have... Yeah.
Well. The only one I've actively liked is the Pokemon drinking game. The board game.
Oh my god.
Wow. It's
fucking great.
And you got a Brohamium coming at you?
Brohamium. This is for me. So hashtag fuck myself because I'm always tardy to these because of my job. I regularly start my day at 4 in the morning. I drive my half-hour commute and begin the brew of the coffee for the cast and crew of the television show of the half-hour family sitcom. I go through the rest of my day setting up donuts, refilling the coffee, and setting up more snacks, just like any good craft service boy would do. Mm-hmm. At the end of 12, 13, or sometimes 18-hour day of doing so, I go back to my car that I worked very hard to get for myself and drive home. At home, I sit on my couch, take on my shoes, take a nice shower, knowing it was all worth it because I know that in a few minutes from that moment, I get to crawl into bed with my wife, my dog, and my Brooklinen sheets, the sheets that I got on a great deal at brooklinen.com/official. On brooklinen.com, using the promo code official. This promo code got me 20% off my total checkout price. Again, that's brooklinen.com with the promo code official, and that is why I'm able to rest so easy after a long day of work.
Amen.
Man.
Brooklinen. You don't even need the dog or the wife. Well, maybe the dog. Dogs are adorable. Get rid of her. This is from Ornery Milkman.
It's a good name.
Hi, boys. Back again with my super polite message about how much I love you guys. Keep up the great work. I just want to say, Charlie, I may have you beat for being socially inept. I'm willing to embarrass myself by sharing this memory. I also thought that if I played shit cool and mysterious, I'd get girls. I was fucking wrong. This one time I was at a party, and two girls with genuine interest in me asked what my name was. I told them my name was Skrillex.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
bad. That's not
bad.
Mysterious.
That's just yeah, you gave your bad. Name away.
I told them my name was Skrillex. Looking back on it, I'm incredibly ashamed of myself. That's it. I know about the character limits and I respect it. That's why I had to rush this story. Okay, bye. Love you, boys. Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Thank you, Ornery Milkman, for being the smarter person respect. In the shout-out so far. Yeah.
Thanks, Skrillex. Love your work.
What's your name? Prince. Like, how is that a good idea?
Bruce Willis.
This one comes from Extremely Low Budget Films, who says, "Hey guys, I've got a good story of how I discovered porn. Years ago on a Cartoon Network, there was a show called The Mr. Men Show. It was basically the OG emoji movie, where each character could only display the emotion of their name. I was going to their website to play games, but I didn't know if it was Mr. Men Show... Sorry, Mr.menshow.com or Mr.menshow.com. So I typed it in without the dot after Mr. and it took me to a hermaphrodite porn site where all the female models had dicks. It confused me to the point that for like 2 years after, I thought all girls had dicks that just fell off at some point. I was so confused as to what I was seeing, I brought my friend over to my house and forced him to look at it too."
Hey. Forced him. Spread the education.
That's the only way to really stumble upon it.
Beautiful.
Thank God for Mr. Mencho.
And hermaphrodites.
Teaching kids. All right. Charlie, you take this one.
Andrew O'Keefe says, "Good day, gentlemen. It's your boy, Andrew O'Keefe, back at it again with another patron message. Hope you're all good. I recently bought myself a car and I'm quite proud of it. So I was wondering if any of you are driving. I was wondering if any of you are driving and what make and model of car have you?"
What?
Cheers, boys. Kiss, kiss.
Were you drunk? What make?
No, I don't drive and I don't have a car.
I'm not driving currently as we're talking. And what make and model of car have you? Oh. Well, it took me a while.
I think it's like a fancy way of saying it.
Yeah. Like a king declaring it.
All right, Andrew, Charlie.
That's boring. What kind of car would you want, ideally?
Ooh. Aston Martin.
Some Viper kind of GTS. Martin.
A drift racing modified Nissan Skyline.
Wow.
Morton Joe's ride.
Two Cadillacs welded together on giant monster truck tires.
Yes.
That's a good choice. Well, are we doing real car or fantasy car? Because that changes it.
That is a real car, technically.
Oh,
I mean, they actually made it. It's usable.
Yeah,
it drives.
That's true, I guess.
What a Tony. I guess you're right, Kaya. Ugh.
I don't like it when you're more clever than me.
Fatso Fresh says, "Hey guys, hope you're all doing great. Wanted to say you're all an enormous inspiration to me. My question is, if you guys could create one law where you live, what would it be and how strictly would it be enforced?"
Everyone has to do what Andrew says at all times. Enforced to the fucking letter. The instant you disobey, immediate death penalty.
Well, that's kind of like where you get a wish and then you wish for more wishes.
Yeah.
He never said I couldn't.
Cop out.
I guess my law would be like a mandatory IQ test before reproducing.
Yeah, oh, you weird. Nick. Jesus, that's such a Nick beard.
That really Fedora is the most atheist thing to say.
Dude.
Well, no.
It'd be
I
helpful.
Would just like people to stop populating. Or
I just
populating.
Super right, tired Nick of beard. Dumb people ruining kids' lives.
Yeah, well, that's always what kids. People say. Anytime they say, "Oh, why don't we just kill all the stupid people?" It's coming from people who somehow assume they're going to make the cut. Like, all the people are in favor of eugenics. Like, why don't we just kill the retards?
I'm not on the chopping block. I don't want to reproduce.
I'm not on the side of it being an intelligent space. I just want people to stop having, like, six kids or whatever. Anything over two.
Well, China does that. They have a one-kid law, I think.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, what a beautiful nation China is, where they literally ban letters.
Well, yeah, hey, they got that way because they had so many kids in the first place. That's only a recent law.
Hey, man, it's something you got to think about, and I think about it constantly. You can shit on China all you want for all the weird and stupid shit they do, but they are the world power right now. We can't change that.
Doesn't make their people any happier.
But you can.
But you can. All right, my rule will be China can no longer do anything.
They're not happy because they've got so many people.
Well, yeah, that and it's a dictatorship. Jackson's kind of plays a part in it, I think. It's not just
their leader was just reelected with a 100% approval rating. Something's going on.
He must be doing something right.
Yes, he's
rigging the elections.
Banning the internet.
All right, next one. What's taking too long? Come on.
Yeah,
it's you.
Yeah,
which one?
You.
Oh yeah. Wait. My law. My law would be anybody who hurts an animal gets tortured to death in front of their parents.
Good, that's good. This one comes from a fellow Dictator Dyke, who says, "Thank you, Jackson, for being the first boy/man in 5 years who's made me question how gay I really am. The only man on Earth so far who I would 100% be a straight girl for,
Just wanted to let you know. Andrew, how do you feel about those 10,003 dog pictures? Charlie, my friend Gabe offers you his hand in marriage. Do you accept?
No.
Also, Charlie, could you scold Shut Up Tina, please? Thank you. Love you, boys. Dictator Dyke.
Tina might be a nice lady. I'm not going to say that to her.
Yeah.
But thanks,
Tina. Oh, you'll get that guy earlier fired, but you won't tell Tina to shut up?
Yeah.
Okay. Very different. Fair enough. The dog pictures were fine. I enjoyed
them. Thank you. Thank you, Dictator Dyke.
What fucking dog pictures?
People send me dog pictures on Twitter. This is a specific individual.
Oh, I want animal photos, too.
I get plenty of animal
Dictator
photos.
Dictator Dyke, pass the photos to Kaya. Kaya loves that kind
of
shit. I do,
but I want this specific one, too. It's like a collection to me.
Blackmail.
Anyway, thank you, Dictator Dyke.
Thank you.
Love and appreciate
you. Fuck you, Tina.
This is from Big Knowles Hole. It's a good name. We got good names tonight. Would you rather fuck a woman with a penis or a man with a vagina? Keep up the legit shit.
Woman with a penis.
Woman with a penis, yeah. No question.
Can fuck her in the bum.
Like yeah. there, I don't see any upside to man with a vagina.
Yeah, God, this just sounds disgusting. Absolutely revolting.
This comes from Deviate Predator.
Oh, Charlie, hey, official the next butthole.
Oh, well. Hey, official buttholes. First timer. You're an inspiration to every hormone in my body, so I thought I would share one of my weird masturbation stories. Back in pubescent teenage years, my friend told me the male G-spot was in the ass, so I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it was true. A month prior to this, I went on a flight to Queensland, and they gave me a satchel that came with a night mask, some pencils, and a screw cap toothbrush. Back to the good part. One day in the shower, I wanted to test the theory of the G-spot, but didn't want my hands to get dirty. So I took the screw cap toothbrush, lubed it up with some shampoo, and jammed it up my asshole. Wikipedia was right. My dick made the same sound as a diving board makes when you jump off it. I bled for several hours and shat a fair heap and never did it again. The end. Much love to you guys until the next shout out.
You really jammed it up there.
I'm going to assume that you did that incorrectly, just by the evidence.
Yeah, there's some indicators that say the procedure wasn't adequately performed.
It wasn't very surgically handled.
If he had fun with it, it wasn't.
What if he loved it? Yeah, what if he loved it?
This comes from Kellen. They say, hey, Charlie, I know you... You know I love your mad night slapping youngins, and thanks for keeping these three boys from being limp linguinis. Love all you guys and keep making people's weeks. Also, if Tiana ever comes on... Get her to fart into the mic.
Wow, Kellen. Way to show that you don't listen to the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
God.
She didn't fart into the mic. I think maybe he meant comes on again.
He didn't say again, so I'm just going to assume that he's a loser who doesn't listen to every episode.
Why does he want her to fart into the mic?
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's yummy. Yeah. This next one comes from Luther Aponte. I know how much you love poems, so here you go, fam. My job is strict. We can't have our phones. I'm not very talkative, so I feel quite alone. No videos, no fun, just sitting at a computer. I cannot believe that this is my future. Yikes, this is a rough one. This is sad. But then one day I heard the good news. A certain YouTuber with millions of views started a podcast with him and his friends. I knew now that my boredom would end. The official podcast keeps me sane through this job. I feel only joy now. No longer do I sob. Thanks, boys. Thanks. Good Lord.
He's choking up.
Thanks. I swallowed my spit real wrong. Thanks, boys, for into my life you have brought light. And as a certain man once said, it'll take one on the left, you take the one on the right. And the last line was an inside joke from my friend Nathan, Josh, and Tommy, who are probably listening to this and pissing themselves right now. Anyways, thanks for all you guys do. I love all of you, and I am glad I got a raise and can now throw some money your way. I'll be here from now on. Thank you, Tricky Berry. That was cute.
Beautiful, Tricky Berry. I expect you to keep that beautiful word poem. And submit a shout-out every day, every week, every month, whatever.
12 times a year. All right, Charlie, do you want to do this next one since you're on
I've got it. Hi, it's Hubless. Just a couple of things. Kaya, you said that once you were dropped on your head as a toddler or whatever, but don't worry. Mm-hmm. I, too, now have severe brain damage. One time when I was but a wee lad, I was reaching for a toy out of the shopping cart. I fell on my head and had to get 14 stitches. I was like 3 to 5. P.S. Don't be don't be stupid, be a smarty, come and join the Nazi party. It's a reference to the conductors, if I remember right. Yeah, like I said, if I remembered right, did I remember wrong?
Yeah, the producers.
Nailed it. I also have kind of scar now. It's just a little red line, but it's above my eye into my eyebrow, so it kind of looks like a Harry Potter scar. Just thought I'd add that. I don't care if this gets red at all, though. Okay, we can edit it out. Thank you, though, Hoobless.
Thank you, Hoobless.
Yeah, just cut to you saying thank you, Hoobless, and nothing else.
I wasn't. Do you boys mind once. If I take the... I was dropped three times on my head.
Yeah.
Damn, really?
Charlie, keep going.
Yeah, do you mind if I take this next one?
No,
yeah.
Please, by all means.
This comes from Khalid Al-Zadjali. Oh, shit. It be my message. I discovered the podcast when you released the one with Ray. Shout out to Ray Narvaez Jr. And I can safely say that you guys are my favorite podcast. Thank you for releasing the second full episode for the patrons. Keep being my favorite boys. Yeah, that's it. Peace.
Will do.
Shout outs to Ray. We love Ray. Thanks, Khalid. In case you thought maybe there was some secret beef, we all love Ray. Fantastic
Ray's
human.
Great, man. Ray is great.
Probably the best of us.
Charlie, you know, you've been talking a lot. How about I get the next, like, one or two? How about that?
No, I vote Charlie. Continue on.
No, they were.
Well, Andrew, if you don't, yeah, you can hit them up.
Yeah, I think I got this. This first one is from Lolly. Hey, guys, I just wanted to give a shout out to my boyfriend James and my Canadian friend Bob. They are both huge fans of the podcast. Thank you, Lolly. Short, sweet, to the point, actual shout out. Love it. Perfect.
Thanks, Lolly, and hi, James and Bob.
Hey, James and Bob.
Hey, James.
I bet you guys are super cute, and I think Lolly likes you. If she's a girl, I don't know.
Wait, which one, Bob or James?
No,
Well,
both
Bob's
of them,
Canadian. No
know.
One could like him.
I like Bob.
Right. I like Bob.
This is from Emma. This one's from Emma, aka Rose Ezra.
Ross
Ezra, sorry. Yeah, okay. Emma, aka Ross Ezra. As a first-time donor, I'd like to personally thank Kaya Orson for ass-blasting me on Discord just for being confused and asking about the shout-out due date. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I needed a fucking time machine to get a word out. No wonder people can't get their shout-out on the show, Kaya. Love you. Please don't send a murderer to my house as a prank. I'm in the depression/social anxiety club, and I hope you guys don't mind if I ask a question. I don't interact with anyone or put anything like videos on the internet. If I play games, it's only with people I know in real life or by myself. I'm a musician and a perfectionist, so I've been hesitant on putting things out for people to see. I'm even a bit afraid of this shout-out. What are your suggestions for putting yourself out there and being interactive on the internet? I'm scared of dealing with assholes, like Kaya, and I know they're inevitable, but I want to know what you guys do to deal with having that kind of attention, good and bad. Keep doing what you're doing, boys. Thank you so much. Love you lots. Love Emma. P.S. I'm sorry this was really long. I didn't know about the word limit.
Oh my
Jesus!
God.
Oh
my
God! What is going on?
Was that my the fucking flashbang? Is the SWAT
Stop
raiding you?
Networking. What? Why is?
Yeah. Can you silence your phone, Jackson? For honest,
I didn't
real?
Realize it wasn't silence.
It's been going off for the last 20 minutes.
It went off twice. Calm down.
Oh my God. Also, Emma, this sounds like a question for Dr. Love on Radio Kaya.
No. She doesn't want to be bullied, Kaya. That's the point. Listen, it's hard to hear, but you just got to let it roll off your back. You can't pay attention to people that are mean, basically. You just got to ignore it to the best of your abilities and let it roll off your back. They're always going to exist, like you said. So.
Ignore it's the wrong word. You just... It's a matter of just realizing it's just words on the internet. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's not going to ruin your life unless you let it. You're in complete control how you react to something negative or positive.
Would
you just
boys,
have to realize you have that control?
Would you boys say a good word for it is accept it? You kind of just have to accept that it's good. Well, you have to accept that it's going
to. You don't have to conform to their belief.
Yeah, no, accepting it means that you agree with it.
No. Accept that it's going to happen. Don't completely ignore it. Don't try to prevent it. Just go in with the expectation that things like that are just going to happen.
No. Emma,
you can say I'm wrong.
Sucks.
That's fine.
Emma, just wait until next time I'm drunk and doing my radio show, and I'll take care of you.
Don't. My advice is don't.
do that.
Don't worry. Jackson, you know you love Dr. Kaya.
I love her, but this person...
Emma, be yourself, follow your dreams. There you go.
Not the correct victim for you.
Victim.
Andrew, you know that's my style.
Victim.
You mean contestant.
I mean victim.
You're up, Jackson.
All right, this one comes from Mariska, who says, "Hey guys, that Hunger Games sim shout out last month really inspired me, but since it's already been done, guess what? You boys are hopping in a wagon and off to Oregon. Alex will be joining since he's a host as well, and because there's 5 party slots, we'll be playing on the 1992 deluxe version because I can't control the hunting mechanics in the version Charlie played. We'll be a teacher because that's the hardest difficulty. I will only be writing out bad events and when we pass landmarks because who gives a shit about trades and bartering? Thank God. We left on April 1st. On April 7th, we successfully crossed the Kansas River. On April 13th, the boys successfully crossed the Big Blue River. On April 22nd, Kaya became the first to get hit by illness when he got dysentery. On April 24th, Jackson got hit with typhoid fever. On April 29th, Kaya was also bitten by a snake he randomly decided to harass. On May 6th, we reached Chimney Rock, and I'm sure at least one of you giggled about how it looked like a giant dick. Was that in the game?
I don't think that text line was in the game. It might just be an assumption on the party.
On May 12th, Kaya broke his leg. Jesus, Kaya, what are you fucking doing?
I think I just Kaya's... go around harassing wildlife.
Yeah, Kaya's not even in the wagon for the whole journey. He's running along outside it, just making a mess of everything.
On my double Cadillac.
I have no idea how he managed to do this sitting inside a wagon. On May 19th, Jackson contracted dysentery. Then on June 2nd, Jackson was also bitten by a snake.
Meanwhile, Charlie and I played cards and had a lovely time.
Yeah, it was a nice soothing trip.
At this point, I'm confused why Andrew and Charlie haven't gotten sick once. On June 4th, we passed Independence Rock. On June 9th, Jackson sadly passed away from his snake bite. What the fuck kind of snake bite did I get where it killed me a week later and you're still fine with all your fucking illnesses?
Yeah, Kai has not only gotten bit by a snake, but he's also rocking dysentery and a broken leg and he didn't die.
Well, Jackson, obviously Kai got bit by all the snakes, found the most poisonous one, and then threw it at you as hard as he could. Because his whole job seems to be fucking this whole trip up.
On June 14th, tragedy struck again when a thief somehow stole 6 oxen without anyone noticing.
How?
I feel like we're all fucking ill. One of us is dead, one of us is fucking out attacking snakes, and 2 of you are apparently not even in the wagon.
Let's remember how large and loud oxen are. How?
6 of them.
We took the trail to Fort Bridger over the shortcut because we need new ox pretty bad. On June 22nd, Kai was bitten by another snake. And Charlie came down with a bout of exhaustion, probably from trying to protect Kai so much. On June 28th, Charlie was also bitten by a snake.
What snake deity did our party piss off here? My God, yeah. It cursed us.
So many snakes. On July 19th, Kai also became exhausted. On July 30th, we passed by Soda Springs. And August 4th, Fort Hall. And the deer that run the town did not attack us like they did to Charlie last time he went there. On August 17th, an ox somehow wandered off without anyone noticing, and Kaya became exhausted again. How are you not dead yet, Kaya?
Really? Jesus Christ.
On August 19th, Charlie got cholera. On August 28th, Charlie got bitten by... whatever, cholera.
Dysentery.
On August 28th, Charlie got bitten by... wait, have I not been saying dysentery?
You said, like... I don't know what you said, but... it was
dysentery.
All right, whatever. On August 28th, Charlie got bitten by a snake, and Andrew got his first illness of the journey by also getting cholera. On August 31st, a thief stole 2 more ox from the wagon, and I have no idea how they keep getting away with this. How many ox did we start with?
Maybe it's because we all have cholera.
On September 13th, poor Charlie was bitten by a snake. Wow, and Kaya broke an arm.
Kaya's just a fucking snake. Kaya's a fucking pile of twigs and leaves by this point. What the fuck?
Well, on September 21st, Kaya got sick and died. What does sick mean? Right. Apparently he's got every other illness.
He contracted dying sickness, the last illness he didn't have.
It didn't even say this time what killed him. On September 29th, Charlie was pinned by a snake again.
Did we just really dethroned you with the snake magnet?
It's like we have a fucking gaggle of snakes just in the wagon biting us the whole drive.
I think Alex snuck them on there as pets or something. Because isn't he somewhere in here?
Oh yeah, what the
they
fuck
said,
happened
yeah,
to
they
Alex?
Said Alex
is
here.
Fine. Alex hasn't done shit.
He's in a car.
Holy shit.
He flew.
We're like snake wranglers or something. On October 11th, Andrew broke his arm and Charlie got the measles. We took the toll road because I suck at rafting the river and you would all die. On October 23rd, Charlie got bit by a snake again. God. And by this point, I think it just gets him off. A thief also stole another 3 oxen. On October 25th, Charlie finally succumbed to a snake bite after being bitten 50 times.
At least they finally got me. I eluded them for so long.
You and fucking Kaya. I died after the first one. Ridiculous. Andrew was also bitten by a snake.
Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't take the snakes with you.
They've changed targets. But on October 31st, he and Alex finally managed to drive their way into Oregon.
Hey! Oh,
it's made out of iron, apparently.
We did
it. I was only 6 days away from making it.
We did it, Alex. High five. Yeah.
Shit. So close. Those goddamn snakes.
All right. Someone take this one.
This comes from Phantom in Time. Hey, boys. I missed last month's and it made me sad you didn't get the poem, I promise. So here's a short little one for my favorite man friends. They come by night. Ad reads to the left. Masturbatory tales to the right. With them rides guests of yore, the sneakiest Alex, Funhouse, and Felix galore. Though I had fallen so far, your witless spur of the moment humor made me realize I wasn't so par. Thank you, kind gents, for all the laughs and oddly deep thoughts. To you do I raise a glass and hope your lives are touched as much as you've touched my ass. Hugs and reach arounds to you, Phantom. Thanks, Phantom.
Thanks for the reach around.
This comes from Gustavo Gonzalez. He says, I would like to say that I look forward to one day being on the podcast, but in order for me to do that, I can't be the lazy person I am now. So by the time you have read this message, I already started a strict workout of both my mind and body. So hope to see you guys in the future. By the way, can you get Andrew to apologize for his people killing Jesus Christ? Thanks.
That's right. My cronies, my posse, my hoodlums, my mercenaries that I hired off of Craigslist. I don't know what the fuck Zip-Recruiter. They were thinking. ZipRecruiter. I don't know what they were thinking, but they were just rolling up to the local 7-Eleven, and they just saw Jesus, and they were like, let's just pop this man. And I said, guys, come on, it's the savior of mankind. They were like, shut up, Andrew. And then, well, here we are today.
Oh, man.
You're up, Jackson. You didn't get the apology.
Huh?
I said you didn't get the apology.
Okay. Oh, I'm not apologizing for it. God, no.
This one comes from Noah. Hello, official boys. You guys have officially taken my Patreon virginity, so congratulations. Anyways, while I won't be able to reach the shout-out tier every month, I figure I might as well get the obligatory first shout-out compliments in. Andrew, your date stories always bring me much enjoyment. Never stop trying to find the worst date possible. Kaya, when I first heard you on Charlie's channel, I didn't really like you very much, but the more I hear from you, the more I grow to enjoy you.
That's my signature Charlie, move. You're...
Stockholm beating syndrome. Them into submission. Charlie, your deadpan humor has always most consistently brought joy and laughter to my life. P.S. Do more speedruns. And last but not least, I cannot forget about you, Jackson. You seem to be the most sincere person on the podcast, and I would love to see more of your work. Keep your chin up, and while many joke that the podcast isn't edited at all, I know you put 110%. Thank you, Noah. That's very
that was cute. Thanks, Noah. Kai, would you like this next long one?
Yeah.
Me? Oh, yeah. This is from Meal4, who says... I'm sorry, I'm just hung up. How do you know Jackson's the most sincere? He talks like 10 words an episode.
But they're the most sincere 10 words you've
ever
heard.
They're uplifting.
Really?
Seven of them are phone notifications.
And that's sincere. That breaks the illusion that we're not doing anything. I'm a real person with a phone.
No smoke and mirrors here.
Really?
All right. Well, this is from M. Meal or Meal4. And he or she says, hi.
Hi, Neil.
Alright, I'm exhausted.
Hey!
You got it, Jackson?
Yeah, sure. This one comes from Lemurian Wolf, who says, hey boys, just wanted to let you know at the moment that my left nipple is itchy, which leads me to this. What is a itchy nipple? Is it a metaphor of life and the struggles it brings? Or is it a reminder that all things must itch and force you to scratch away like a graceful orangutan? Mm-hmm. I've searched far and wide for answers. I even asked my most highly respected professor, but alas, he only teaches sadness. Maybe the world will never know the truth to this intriguing question. Well, that's it. I just spilled water on my phone charger. Peace and love, boys.
Godspeed with the philosophical debates. We're not the experts.
Yeah.
Sadly.
No idea. Yeah. One round day, turns aren't graceful.
Here they are.
Well, they aren't. They're like hairy meat, like fuzzy.
They are graceful. Furballs. I saw an orangutan.
Kaya, nearly every mammal, last time I went to the zoo. Nearly every mammal on Earth is hairy meat.
No, yeah, but they look like, I don't know, disgusting, like, hair that clogs up the drain.
So does Michelle Kwan, but she's graceful.
Is graceful really a look? Because to me, it spells more about their movement and stuff like that. Because when an orangutan's swinging from the branches and stuff, they look graceful.
What about when they pick their asses and eat shit? Yeah, that's it. Well, parasites.
More graceful than me.
Fair enough.
Kaya, you take this one.
This is from Parker Johnson, who says, "Fuck you too, Andrew."
Hey!
And by the way, I was owed two shout-outs due to Patreon never emailing me your message. Yeah, about that, check your spam folders, people. But
yeah,
as long as
you,
my
Parker.
$40 went towards sustaining you amazing men, it was all well worth it, indeed. Please never stop making this podcast. Literally, I want it to be the last piece of art recorded by mankind in the end times. And I want Dollar Shave Club to sponsor it. P.S. If you guys could choose one gaming waifu, who would be your pick?
Oh. It's a very uplifting idea to believe that after all the end times have occurred, Dollar Shave Club is still there to sponsor things.
Yeah. So my gaming waifu would be the new Tomb Raider because she's a cutie. I know I'm cheating a little because she's from the movies, but whatever. I just...
God damn it. Plus, she doesn't have tits, dude.
Yeah.
They're good enough for me. Alicia Vikander, I think your name is, if you're listening to this, your boobies are good enough. I'm not the amazing atheist. I don't have a micro penis. I like you.
You're welcome to come on this podcast and not even
We'd
defend yourself.
You
we'll just lavish you in boob compliments.
You're welcome to sit on my face. I'm keeping this seat warm just for you.
How do you keep your face warm?
I don't know. Keep it circulated.
I guess.
Unless you're a corpse, it's easy.
This comes from Hubris. They say, "Hey guys, I've been listening for a while and watching Charlie's channel for a long time and figure it's time I started paying the boys. I have some extra money since I'm taking a year off from college, so I'll be doing this as long as I can. Also, fair warning, I'm half Chad, so if I ever try and tell a joke and it doesn't land, that's my bad."
See, now that's sincerity right there.
Yeah, that's very sincere. Thanks, Hubris.
Thank you, Hubris.
Great, great life choice to take a year off and listen to
reflect.
Four losers.
Three losers. Didn't you hear? I'm sincere. Andrew Dronaboner. This is from Andrew Dronaboner, who says, "Shout out to Victoria, an incredibly cute and amazing girl. Stay awesome and fun like you always are."
Aww. Take that, Victoria.
People are using shout outs to come on to women. That's so...
That's what they were designed for.
Yeah. Cool. Let's be honest. When we started this category, we thought it would just be friends shouting out friends constantly, but look where we are now.
Well, Victoria, make sure you give Andrew Dronaboner a blowjob.
Give him a droner boner.
Incredible. This incredible feat of manliness and chivalry.
Mm. He donates to us. What more do you want? This is from Sergeant Dankmaster Kush, and it's for Grand Admiral Kaya, who just happens to be myself. Operation Isle del Pedo has not gone according to plan. Whilst the North Base has been established as requested, further reconnaissance has revealed the Islanders have been training a child army in secret. Initial probes estimates this army to be anywhere from 200 to 400 strong. Furthermore, a member of our recon team, non-coincidentally the youngest member, was captured during last night's mission. While we believe the base's location has not been compromised, our presence is known, and that's why I must initiate the Dr. Love contingency plan. We readily await your further orders. Dr. Love will come back to you with a strategic master plan, and we're going to conquer the island.
I like it.
Sergeant Dankmaster Kush.
You're the Grand Admiral.
Sergeant Dankmaster Kush, my paragon, my champion, my right hand, the executioner.
Do you want to take this one, Sergeant Dankmaster Andrew?
I will ask.
Andrew's got the last one. Andrew's got the last one. Charlie,
so then, yeah, you do it, Charlie.
I've done a ton of them.
I'll just do it back to back. I'll do it in a momentum. I'm ready to go. This is from Thomas James Lee Ford, which I like to imagine is just four different guys together. All right. Being a depressed college student who gets overwhelmed and forgetful, I keep forgetting to send in my shout out, but this time I'm ready. Don't worry. I know you guys were worried. Don't be. It's okay. I made it. Either way, I was going to tell you the story of the first time I lost my virginity, but I'm going to save that for the next one. Instead, I'm going to say something mushy because I'm in a good mood. Charlie, I found you only 3 years ago because of a guy who I now can't stand, and now even my girlfriend loves you because she knows your videos. This includes all you guys, actually. Make me happy when I'm having a bad day. Also, I gained a shit ton of weight because of medication I was on, so when I went from a relatively nice in-shape tennis player to a blob of garbage that laid in bed all day. Ugh, I read that quickly. Andrew, I was so confused the first time I watched a video with you. You seem like a nice guy, but during the drunken live stream, everyone was shitting on you. Long story short, I like you, and I think you're a little bitch boy, but in a good way. That's the best compliment I've ever been given. You make me laugh. You make me laugh when you laugh insanely loud because everyone always seems so quiet compared to you. Either way, I never was interested or even knew about the Mad Max game till I watched you stream it. Thanks for showing me something new/neat. Kaya, I told you last year in my message that I spent a week in a mental hospital, and the whole time I was there, I just wanted to see the next official podcast, and I genuinely enjoy hearing your guys' opinions. I don't always agree with you, but I do like hearing your perspective. I think it's always important to hear another side of the opinion, even if you don't like it. And finally, of course, Jackson. We're about the same age, and I honestly think you're hysterical. Of course, everyone loves the Jackson one-liners, but what actually matters is when you make as much noise as possible in the background. I literally laugh the hardest when suddenly I hear something being fumbled with on your side, and everyone calls you out on it.
See, Kaya?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he liked the phone call.
Anyway, right. Sorry, this is really Ling, but I felt the need to make up for lost time. Anyways, I want you guys to know that you have gotten me through some shit. Anyways, I gotta go to philosophy.
Physiology.
Physiology. It's a long episode. Hashtag bring back Professor Steelmeat. Because I'm dying over here. Love you guys. You're all the best podcast. Side note, after months of long service, my official podcast phone case broke. I'm going to say broke. Okay.
You're broken.
It's a typo. All right, I'll read it as is. After months of long service, my official podcast phone case broken, and I'm a little disappointed. Anyway, sorry about this long message. I love you all.
You read it wrong.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
From top.
You read
from
it
the
as
top.
Is incorrectly. Yeah.
Official phone.
Read it again.
After months of long service, my official podcast phone case broken.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes sense.
And
thank
I'm a little
you.
Disappointed. Anyway, this. Thank you, Thomas, James, Lee, and Ford. With your powers combined, that was a nice shout out.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks, boys.
Very sweet of you.
And finally,
stay strong out there.
Finally, from Anthony. They're on to me, Charlie. No message encryption can save me now. Andrew being a Jew is a false flag. He's actually a... Jesus Christ. He's actually a Wizards of the Coast employee whose goal is to drain all your money via overvalued cardboard. Beware his testosterone-fueled deck shuffling.
There's one thing you always gotta fear in a man. It's that deck. It's the deck shuffling.
It is. The shuffling is the intimidation factor. None of that pile shit. We rifle like pros.
Yeah.
There's like four people who are going to get that joke, and they laughed harder than anyone else has listening to this show.
All right, boys, let's wrap it up. It's been 2 hours and 6 minutes. Let's wrap
yes,
this shit
please,
up.
Let's end it.
Yeah, thank you, sweaty. Everyone. Thank you, everyone, for shout-outs. Thank you for your support and love, everything.
Go to our
if you
Patreon,
want to shout out your shit, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
And
you don't have to. Just watching us helps, so thank you for watching
no.
us.
Well, yes, it helps, but this is coming out on the 29th, which gives you 2 days to sign up for our Patreon and listen to our bonus drunk episode. And also we're going to have
and
Charlie's
the other bonuses.
On. Go sign up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sign your friends up. It's a funny prank.
With it. Thanks for watching this week's episode of the official podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Steak.
Bye.
Frosty. Bye.